Oh, welcome. We want to thank you all again for joining us here for our morning Bible breakfast fellowship here at the Queen's Ministry. We're so thankful that you have a chance, an opportunity to be with us each and every Sunday morning at this hour. And so even though you're not here now and you're later listening to this presentation, we want to again welcome you and thank God that this opportunity has been made available for us to study the Word of God together. We are continuing in this series of lessons on the love, the mercy, the grace, and the forgiveness of God. And today we're going to talk about God's mercy. Amen. On our previous lesson, we talked about God's grace. So today we tackle God's mercy and what it means to us as believers. Amen, somebody. And we know, we say it all the time, but really, we need to really take that word to heart and believe it. If it wasn't for the grace of God, the mercy of God, where would we be? Hallelujah, somebody. So we thank God on today that God's mercy, oh my goodness, is what is keeping us and helping us and sustaining us in our days and times. Praise be to God. We're going to open up with a word of prayer and then jump right into our lesson so that we can be a blessing to those that are listening now and even as you have picked up this recording at a later date. Father, we thank you on today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you, oh God, in advance for all that you do, what you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, for just touching our hearts and our minds, oh God. Those of us that have been crying out to you for healing, for deliverance, for turning around our situations, we thank you now, Lord God, that you are able. For we serve a God that is able to meet every one of our needs. We serve a God that is willing and able, oh God. And so we thank you today, God, that your word encourages us to seek you. Your word says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our request known to you, God. And then your peace, oh my goodness, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We can't even fathom, Lord God, what your peace brings, oh God. And so we thank you today, God, the peace that brings the understanding that we need. We thank you, oh God, today. And so we ask that you will continue to bless your people, Father God, that you will continue to watch over us and keep us, and that, Lord God, that you will bless us in a mighty way. Oh God, we ask that you continue to have your way in our lives. This is our prayer. Bless this time together. Use us, Lord God, mightily. Open our voice and our minds that we may hear, God, and that we may speak those things that will be a blessing to your people. We do pray. We thank you again for being with us. We thank you, oh God, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Again, we want to thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry Bible Breakfast Fellowship. I'm Elder Mary Ellis, your facilitator for this time. And I just want to thank God. We thank God for our pastor who in his sermon on today, his presentation, even began our lesson for us when he talked about God's love and God's mercy and God's grace and, more importantly, God's forgiveness, when he talked about the woman with the alabaster box and how many of us can identify with that woman. That's why it's so thankful that the Bible is silent on who she is as far as her name, identifying her, because then we all can say that could have been me or that is me, because God forgave me so much. He forgave me for all that I was, and I just want to say thanks be to God, I'm not what I used to be. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that message that went out already from our pastor on this morning, and so we come right behind it with our message, our lesson on today, God's mercy. And where would we be, saints, without the mercy of God? And so we are thankful today that we have God's mercy to keep us. We're thankful today that we have God's mercy to watch over us. And we're thankful today that we have God's mercy to save us. Praise be to God. If you have your lesson, we're going to again be walking through the Bible. So you'll need your Bible. And also, if you have your lesson, we are going to make that available for you in the next few days. Our Dean of Christian Education does a wonderful job of making sure we all are prepared and in receipt of the lessons for each and every Sunday. So we thank God for Sister Constance Boyd and all the work that she does, and all those that are working in our ministry. We don't want anyone to feel that they're not doing something. And so we thank God for those behind the scene workers Amen. God bless you so much, and thank you so very, very much. Listen, I may not call your name, but I am thanking God for you. So know that today you are appreciated here at the Queen's Ministry. Our word for today is coming from Lamentations 3. 22-23 is for our lesson on God's mercy. We're going to Lamentations 3, 22-23, and I'm reading out of the NLT translation. And it says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." Amen. Praise God. We're talking today about God's mercy, and we see already that his mercy never ceases, never stops, never go away, and that it is great because of his faithfulness. Because of God's faithfulness, his mercy is faithful. We can take it to the bank that God will be merciful. And then each and every day, God offers us brand new mercies every day, each and every morning. We get a fresh start, praise be to God, to do the things that God wants us to do. So we're talking today about God's mercy. And I want to begin our lesson by asking this question. And I made it personal, but in essence, it's all of us. And so the question is, why does God extend mercy to me? I wonder how many times we've asked ourselves that. Why is God giving me mercy? Because I know I'm a mess, a wretch, undone. Praise God. But I thank God that I'm not what I used to be, because his love and his mercy has come in and cleaned me up, picked me up, turned me around, and placed my feet. Yes, that's right. We can certainly say that on solid ground. But why did God extend his mercy to us? It is because, saints, he loves us, and he wants to be in fellowship with us. That's right, God loves us so very, very much that he extends to us mercy because he wants to be in right, he wants to be in relationship with us. We need to get in right relationship with him. And you know, because separates us from God, that's what keeps us from God and stops us from having that relationship or that right fellowship with him. And so in order for God to have that fellowship, that relationship with mankind, because of the sinfulness of mankind, he had not only to love us, which he says he does in his word, but he had to also show us mercy. Why? Because of the sin. God doesn't want to have anything to do with sin that causes the separation from him, because he is a just and righteous God, and sin has no place, glory to God, in his presence. So God's great mercy is then reflected in the cross of Christ. That's how we get our sins forgiven. That's how we get washed. That's how we become the new creation. That's how we be able to come in fellowship with God the Father. So God's great mercy is reflected in the cross of Christ, which we can see is a direct reflection of his love for us. Going back to the question, why does God extend his mercy to us? Because he loved us, and he put in place a plan so that he can be reconciled with us as ones that can draw in to him and be in his presence. So mercy is the way God was able to bring about this reconciliation. Mercy is an extension of, an expression of, his wonderful love for us. It is mercy, an act of kindness. It's an act of compassion, and it shows God's favor for his people. Mercy also fuels compassion, providing promising glints of light in a darkened world. Those words were lifted out of an article in my research on mercy and grace and love by writer Meg Boucher. And she writes that mercy is fueled by compassion, and it offers us light We are to be lights in the world, and we are to show for mercy, that light of mercy in this darkened world. Amen. So these words were lifted out of an article by Meg Boucher in her attempt to show us that God's mercy needs to be emulated in His children. Mercy is kindness. It is forward forgiveness and empathy. Mercy chooses not to be offended and compassionately sees a hurting heart behind hurtful words. Again, she's writing to say to us that there ought to be forgiveness in our mercy. There ought to be compassion in our mercy. There ought to be empathy in our mercy. And we ought to be able to see behind the words sometimes that people utter, and see the pain that they may be going through, and then offer mercy. And like grace, as we taught on our last lesson, like grace, mercy is a characteristic of the one true living God. That's right. Mercy is a trait of our Heavenly Father, because again, that's how He was able to show forth the reconciliation through His Son, Jesus Christ, to bring us back into right relationship and fellowship with Him. Amen. Let's move on to the next item. How important is this theme of mercy in the Bible? We talked last week how important grace was. How from Genesis to Revelation, grace is a theme that is consistently shown in the Bible by God's grace, His graciousness, His love for mankind, that He offered His grace. And so we see mercy right up there. You're going to see as we continue in our lesson on today that grace and mercy are entwined. Many of us sometimes see the two as being one. There is some distinct difference, and we're going to talk about that a little later as we continue our study. But mercy and grace are definitely top items because of the characteristic of God and their emulate out of Him. They are top items in the theme presented in the Bible, along with love, along with forgiveness. And we see that running through, threaded throughout the scripture of God's mercy. So how important is mercy? Well, let's see. Just as grace is a consistent theme in the Bible, God's mercy is also significantly noted from the Old to the New Testament. Mercy is a cornerstone characteristic of God, as I've said, and is evidenced by is repeating or repetition in the scriptures. And if you were to break it down, and which I was able to do, not on my own accord, but again, I want to give credit where credit is due. In my research, I was able to see the breakdown of the word of mercy in the different or various translations of the Bible. So if you have a pen in hand and you have your worksheet, you can jot these numbers down. Mercy is seen 262 times in the King James Version of the Bible. 262 times. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, we find it 157 times. In the English Standard Version of the Bible, we see it 157 times. In the New American Standard Bible, we see it 99 times. That's right. In the New American Standard Bible, we find mercy 99 times. And then in the Amplified Bible, it comes up 170 times. In the Amplified Version of the Bible, we find the theme of mercy 170 times. And then in the New English Translation, we see that 146 times. Wow. So even in the different translations, we find mercy being repeated throughout the Bible in a great or significant way. Praise be to God. And I want to also mention that not only the word mercy or the theme of mercy, but the words associated with mercy, like mercies and merciful. These numbers are not even in the numbers I gave you. These are in addition to those words of mercy we find in the Bible, we'll also see the words or the terms of mercies and merciful. Isn't that great that God is so merciful that He shows it in His Word how much He cares for us? And we ought to thank God on today. Amen. I don't know about you, but I am grateful. That's the word Elder Hawkins sung to us this morning. Grateful for all the things He has done. And so we are grateful for His mercy. Amen. Let's move on to the next item. And that is the definition. We always try to get a working definition of what the different themes or topics we're talking about. And so today I'm talking about mercy. So let's get a definition. I'm going to read to you this technical definition come out of the Baker's Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology. So this is what they say mercy is. Mercy is a concept integral to the understanding of God's dealings with humankind. In English translations of the Bible, it comes to expression in phrases such as to be merciful, to have mercy on, or to show mercy toward. The corresponding term of merciful describes a quality of God and one that God requires, get this, of His people. Mercy is a noun, and this noun denotes compassion, love, and it is not just our feelings or emotion, but mercy is shown in tangible ways. I know I gave you a mouthful there, and I know you couldn't write all of that down, but let's just get a working definition for all of us. And we could just simply say that mercy is, praise God, mercy is God's love for us. It's His compassion for us. It is His willingness to forgive us. So mercy is God's compassion for us. Mercy, even for us, is the same way. It is our compassion, our love for others. So a simple definition we could write on our worksheet would be simply that mercy is compassion and love in action. Amen? Let me repeat that for you so you can simply write it down. Mercy is compassion and love in action. Amen, somebody. Mercy is compassion and love in action. That's right. It is not just your feelings. It's not your emotions. We could have all the emotions and feelings about something, but if we're not really doing something to help change the situation, are we really showing forth mercy or grace or love? So mercy simply is compassion and love in action. And we certainly see that through God's way of showing us mercy, because He said through His Son, I will show you the mercy and forgive you and bring you back into the fold. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. So moving on, mercy then is the withholding of a just, J-U-S-T, a just condemnation. What am I saying? Well, the illustration was given this morning. If you had the opportunity to be in our worship experience this morning, you saw that line and spoken by our pastor, that mercy is the withholding of a just condemnation. This woman with the alabaster box, glory to God, was in position to have her sins brought out and be punished for. But Jesus, glory to God, looked past who was in presence and saw who she would be in future. And He did not, glory to God, issue condemnation, but He withheld it. He didn't condone her actions, her ways, but He forgave her. And He didn't show forth scorn and derision, but He showed forth compassion and love, mercy, again in action. He didn't condemn her. So mercy then is the withholding of a just. You have every right to issue a just condemnation, but with mercy you withhold it because you want to have compassion on the individual. Again, we see that in the illustration of the woman who the Bible indicates it was a woman who had done many wrongful or sinful things, but yet here she was before Jesus, and Jesus didn't condemn her. Ah, glory to God, but he offered up his love and his mercy. The word of God says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law brings it, but the mercy and love of God redeems us so that we are not condemned, but we are free. Maya Angelou said it best when she says, because of her grandmother, she learned that love liberates. It frees us, glory to God, to live in the manner that God wants us to live. Somebody ought to say amen. Glory to God. I know we can't hear one another, but you can go ahead and say amen where you are. Go ahead and bless the Lord for his mercy. Ah, praise be to God. Let's move on. I always like to give you Hebrew and Greek words to add to your vocabulary, and I've done that today. And I do want to offer up an apology if I don't say the words in the right manner, because I'm not able to speak Hebrew yet, and I'm not saying I will one day, but who knows? And if I keep on studying hard enough, maybe the Lord will allow it to be so. But the word that we have before us, the Hebrew word for mercy, is Chesed, Chesed. Let me repeat that. Chesed, Chesed. And it means, in a literal translation, God's covenant loving kindness. Chesed is God's covenant loving kindness. What are you saying? Well, when God loves us, he formed a covenant relationship with us. Amen. So we are in covenant agreement with him as our Heavenly Father, that he loves us and shows forth mercy, and we in turn are to love him and show forth worship and respect and reverence and honor. Amen. We are a covenant relationship, and that's what that mercy does. It helps us to be in covenant relationship. So the word chesed, the Hebrew word, means for mercy, is saying that God is in a covenant relationship. He's showing forth covenant loving kindness to those that are willing to receive it. Covenant loving kindness. Amen. That's mercy in the Hebrew sense. Another word, or another form of the word of mercy in Hebrew, is racham. Racham. That is R-A-C-H-A-M. Racham. R-A-C-H-A-M. And that word means compassionate. There it goes again, going back to our definition. Compassion and love in action. Mercy. Compassionate. That's what racham is in Hebrew. R-A-C-H-A-M. Praise God. And then we go right here to Greek, and we're going to learn a little Greek this morning. And the Greek form of the word of mercy is aleos. 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 And it's right there, and it's E-L-E-O-S. Aleos. E-L-E-O-S is to give again, to show forth compassion. There's that word again, compassion. So we see mercy and compassion are tied together. Whenever you see mercy, compassion is right by its side. And so the Greek form of the word of mercy is aleos, and it means to give compassion. And also, you may see sometime the term aleo, aleo, E-L, E-E-O-A-L-E-O, and that means to give out, to render, that, again, that action of mercy shown forth, to give out compassion, to show it, help somebody in need, be there to help comfort, to show forth love, to show forth mercy when you don't have to, mercy in action, again, A-L-E-O, A-L-E-O, E-L-E-E-O. To give out or to render, to show forth compassion, aid, need to someone that is in need of that aid. Amen. So those are our terms found in Hebrew and Greek that we add to our vocabulary on mercy. Praise God. Let's move on a little further. We do have some time here left. Want to stay mindful, so we got a few minutes. So the next item is, there's other words associated. Remember we talked about how many times we see mercy in the Bible. Well, there's words that are associated with the term or the theme of mercy. And what are these words? You can jot these down if you will. Other words associated with mercy would be kindness, pity, favor, goodness, sympathy, faithful love, and of course forgiveness. I'm going to run that list once more again for you, and you can jot down other words that are associated with the thought of mercy, and it's kindness, pity, favor, goodness, sympathy, faithful love, and forgiveness. Those are terms that are associated with mercy. But take note of this. The writer again, the author and writer Boucher says, all in all, God's mercy is something that the English language fails to truly capture. It is a combination of steadfast love, goodness, forgiveness, strength, loving kindness, and so much more. So we can't really get the essence of mercy because of our limited ability to really translate what it mercy is. But it includes these items in combination: steadfast love, goodness, forgiveness, strength, loving kindness, and so much more. Well, we're going to end right there, our lesson right there for today, because we have so much more we want to talk about concerning mercy. But we're going to stop for today right there and let you soak all that in. I've given you so much to think about and take with you what we've learned so far, and then definitely keep in mind that God loves us so very, very much that He wants to be in relationship with us. That's why He shows us this mercy, and that's why He offers His grace, because He wants to be in relationship with His creation. Amen. He didn't just make us and left us to be. No, He wants to be in relationship. That's why He is concerned with you, me, and everyone. And that's why He says to come unto Him, to call out to Him, because He has a desire to be active in our lives. Amen. The word of God says, call unto me. That's what God says. Call unto me. And guess what? I will answer. And we see in Jeremiah, He goes on to say, and show you great and mighty things that you did not know. Oh, praise be to God. Call unto me is what the word of God says, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. Do you want to know the great and mighty things that God has in store? Do you want to know the great and mighty things that He's going to do, not only in your lives, but in the life of believers everywhere? Well, then you need to be in relationship with Him. Amen. And you need to be in position to hear Him. That's why our verse for the month is so good, because it tells us that we can know the way to go. We can know the way to walk. Amen. And so we're thankful today that God doesn't leave us by ourselves, but He is concerned for us. So if you don't get anything else today out of this portion of our lesson, know today God loves us and wants to be in relationship with us, because He cares for us. That's why He offers offers us his mercy. Amen. Again, I thank you again for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry Bible Breakfast Fellowship, and I pray you've been blessed by the first portion of our lesson on God's mercy, and we look forward to concluding and continuing this lesson study with you. We ask that you continue to be a part of this time of Bible study here, and if you can join us every Sunday morning following our morning worship, well, we thank God that this opportunity for you to pick up where we are and be with us, and we thank God for this opportunity being made available for those that cannot be with us on Sunday. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you is our prayer. And we pray that you receive something on today. Father, we just ask that you continue to keep us, watch over us, and protect us. And Lord God, that your word that teaches us that you love us so very, very much, that you show forth your mercy, and that your mercy is great. Your mercy never ceases, and your mercy is new every morning. Oh, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. We thank you today, oh God. We praise your name. Be exalted, oh Lord. We will sing and praise your power. Oh, we thank you right now. We ask all our blessings in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you real soon at our next time of studying.